Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking from the epistles, how the Holy Spirit through His Word can cleanse us and conform us into the image of Jesus, Yeshua. Go with me to Romans chapter 8. In verse 15, for we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but have received the spirit of adoption, where we cry, Abba, Father. Whatever we need to go right to the Father. So we need to take the epistles, what's in the epistles, and apply it to ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit apply it to us and change us and point at those things that are wrong in our lives and conform us to the image of Jesus, Yeshua. And it's just so important that whatever you're going through, call upon your Abba Father, your daddy. The spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we're the children of the Father. And if children, then heirs of the Father, and joint heirs with Yeshua, if it be so that we suffer with him, then we know that we'll be glorified together. So whatever you're going through, as long as you turn your flesh over to the Holy Spirit for him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and allow him to conform to the image of Jesus, Yeshua, then whatever you're going through is going to work out for your good. Hallelujah. In verse 26, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we would, but the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That's such a beauty of praying in tongues. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit is interceding with our spirit on our behalf. Hallelujah. For things we don't even know we need. It's just such a powerful weapon against the enemy. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Father, to them who are the called according to his purpose. See, whatever you're going through, the Father controls everything. Everything was created by him and for him, and by him all things consist. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. It really doesn't matter what's coming against you as long as the devil doesn't have access to you through your flesh. So if the Holy Spirit points out something in your flesh that needs to be changed, agree with him right away. Because if he can get it out of the way, it's just a lot better for you. The devil won't have that access to try to hurt you and to get into your life in a greater way. Hallelujah. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see, just so important. That's his end result. So many people, so many ministers want you to focus in on prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. And prosperity is very important, but the soul has to prosper too. And a lot of the messages that are on TV and the radio are really distractions as to what the Holy Spirit really wants to do. He wants to work on us. He wants complete access to every part of our being. He's not going to bless us financially unless our character can uphold the blessing. It's just so important that you put things in a proper order and just allow him to help you search through the epistles and see what he says and what agrees with your spirit that needs to be changed. In verse 31, what shall we say to these things? If the Father be for us, who can be against us? You need to know that whatever is coming against you, the greater one lives within you. You know, maybe you got some worry, fear, anxiety. Maybe you have trouble sleeping at night. Maybe you just have lack of energy. Maybe you need healing. Whatever it may be, the Father is greater than what's coming against you. Hallelujah. You need to have that focus that everybody and everything reports to him. Hallelujah. Verse 37. Now, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to him that loved us. We're more than conquerors because he already conquered for us. All we have to do is enter into that faith walk that he conquered for us. And take that authority over Satan that the Father gave us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall ever be able to separate us from his love. Hallelujah. Just got to realize that. It's just so very important. And in chapter 9, verse 5, you got to remember this too. Of whom the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yeshua came, who's above all, God bless forever. He is. God bless forever. He's above everything. He is the Father manifests in the flesh above everything. So whatever you come against, he's above it. Hallelujah. Chapter 12. Let's go to chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Again, we're going through the epistles to find scriptures that will help you, help me to get the things out of our life that don't need to be there. We talked yesterday about how David said in Psalm 51, create a clean heart within me. Wash me, wash me. We need to be washed through the word. Remember I mentioned to you about the tabernacle. It had the altar outside where the high priest would sacrifice the animal. Then he would wash his hands in the lava. And the lava was like a looking glass where he could see himself in it. And that's the word. The word will show us what we're really like. Hallelujah. You may have a high opinion of yourself because you're anointed. And nowhere does it say that the anointing gets us to heaven. We got to let the Holy Spirit work on us. Continue that sanctification process. It's so very important. That in verse 9, that if chapter 10, verse 9, Romans, if thou confess with thy mouth that Yeshua, and believe in the heart that the Father raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is salvation. For the scripture said, whoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. And verse 13, whoever shall call upon the name of Yeshua shall be saved. Now, he's writing to people who are already saved. He's talking about whatever situation you're in, just call upon Yeshua. Just call upon his name. Hallelujah. Excuse me. You see, I'm sure we have to call upon his name to be saved, salvation. But in any situation you're in, if you feel like you're in the pit, just reach out to him and call upon his name. That's what Paul's saying here. So whatever needs to be done in your life, the only one who can do it is Yeshua. He's the only one who can take that junk out of your life and out of my life. He's the only one that can maintain us and sanctify us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. It is so very important that you realize that. Again, we're taking scriptures from the epistles, just applying them to ourselves. So we can allow the Holy Spirit to conform us to the image of Jesus. In chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the Father, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto the Father, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. We serve him. Hallelujah. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Father. Don't be conformed to this world. A lot of things that are happening in the world, and you know, we wish they weren't happening, but the Father has to fulfill the end times, and things are happening, and Satan has to have a little bit longer leash. But remember who holds that leash. He can pull it back at any time. But there's so many things happening in the world. It's almost like Rome. Rome was destroyed by a humanistic attitude and pulled Rome down. That man is something special. And there's that doctrine I mentioned on a previous broadcast about this kingdom now, that we as Christians are going to set up a kingdom before Jesus, Yeshua, comes back. You know, we're going to control the government. That's not biblical at all. We have to realize that Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. We need him. We don't have dominion over people. We have dominion over Satan. And it's that dominion theology, and that we're little gods. You have to get, if you hear anybody talk about that, get out of there right away. Get away from it right away, because we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Father. And he'll exalt us. If we want increase in power, increase in anointing, decrease. And the flesh. And the only way you can decrease in the flesh is with the Holy Spirit. And by these scriptures, if you apply them into your life, confess them into your life, you start changing. And verse 3, for I say, through the grace that's given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly, according as the Father has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's just so important. That we don't look down on people. Hallelujah. That we see everybody as equal, potentially equal in him. That they can have Yeshua as we have Yeshua. And we may not have the same junk in our lives that Yeshua has to get rid of, but we all have junk. In verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Don't be hypocritical. Hallelujah. Love sincerely. Love in truth. Don't just be saying nice things to people because you want something. Abhor that which is evil. Just hate evil. Be careful what comes on through the TV. There's so much evil on TV, so much murders and things like that. Be careful what you allow to come into your, you know, into your mind. Verse 13, distributing to the necessity of saints, give it to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Hallelujah. Rejoice with them that rejoice and reap with them that reap. Weep. Hallelujah. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men, to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. It's just so important that, again, we humble ourselves. Be careful of messages that lift us up to be some kind of God or some that we got all this power. We can name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. If the Father puts a desire on our heart, he gives us desires. If he gives us desires in our heart, and the perfect time, he may want us to confess it, but he has to put those desires in our heart first. We can't just say, I want this, I want this, I want that, I want that. Be very, very careful that you humble yourself, and he's always our boss. He's our Father, he's our daddy, but he's always our boss, and he wants to get us ready for heaven. He wants to conform us to conform to the image of Yeshua. Only by him can that happen. So in verse 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. People will recognize your goodness because you're allowing the Holy Spirit to work in you. And these epistles are so very important. But let's go to him in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio if you're driving, you can't. Just agree with me in prayer. Father, I thank you for the people that are listening out there. I ask you to touch them. I ask you to heal. I ask you to deliver, Father, whatever is necessary. Give them miracles today as only you can, Father, because you're our daddy and you're our Father. And only you can do it, Father, and they need miracles. Move on them in a special way. Let there be testimonies. In the name of Yeshua. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I can help you. We're in this the last days right now. And this month of September is so critical. And if I can help you, just let me know. Just be ready for the things that could happen in the world in this month. There's so many things. There's Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles. These feasts are happening in this month. And also, you know, the Blood Moons will happen on the Feast of Tabernacles. Be very watchful. And more about my ministry is that I have a website, henrywalker.org, www.henrywalker.org, but 250 prophetic messages. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which is about the feast days, which are not for the Jews only. It's for us. And everything major that Jesus Yeshua did, he did on a feast day. I can show you from the feast that what feast he was born, when he died, when he was circumcised, when he rose, when Jericho came down. It's all based on feast days. It's so beautiful. And my second book, it's called Noon. It talks about the different months of the year on his calendar and how what the Father did in his word on those months, he can repeat in those months. And the certain hours in the day, the things that he did in the word can be repeated on those hours of the day. It's a powerful book, but you have to get on his schedule for spiritual purposes, his calendar. And then my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity. Explains the Trinity. And you can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com. Tatepublishing.com. You click on books, do a search Henry Space Walker, and scroll down and see my books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It's got much more information on it. And you can download Noon and the Mystifying the Trinity right then and there at a reduced price. You can get all these books at a reduced price on a quantity basis via church or prayer group. Just call me. Hallelujah. And also, you can hear my same broadcast 7:15 in the morning, 7:15 at night on this station. But also, you can go with the on demand on WCNO.com and hear any previous message. And if you want to make a tax deductible donation, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. Now, remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Out Pest Control.